This is Clayton for Podcast Radio Business. We're joined by Jeremy Robinson and Tom Ross from Harkus Parker Solicitors. We're here to discuss the multi-billion pound legal action launched on behalf of businesses overcharged because of Visa and MasterCard. Thank you for joining us, Jeremy and Tom.
Great to be here, Clayton.
You're most welcome. So, Jeremy and Tom, please tell us about your roles at Harkus Parker first.
We are both partners, solicitors at Harkus Parker. We specialise in competition litigation claims. This is a competition litigation claim. My background is in competition law, which I've practiced for over 20 years. And Tom, who can introduce himself, his background is in commercial litigation and competition. Tom.
Absolutely. My background is more commercial litigation than competition, but I've been working with Jeremy for 5 years now.
Brilliant. So when this brief landed on my desk and I saw the figure 7.5 billion, I had to sit down and take a quick drink. Because they were saying that this is probably the biggest compensation claim in UK history. Is that correct?
I think it might be. The figure you've got doesn't include interest as well, which would actually be part of that of the final figure. And this all comes down to fees, which are charged by MasterCard and Visa on every single transaction that a merchant processes using a credit card or debit card. And as you can imagine, that over time, and we're going to be claiming back for the last 6 years, so over time, those numbers add up dramatically, hence the big number. But that represents the money that MasterCard and Visa have, we say unlawfully, taken from merchants.
So the question some people would ask, is this purely a business-centered action or are consumers involved as well?
Our action is a business action. We are representing the merchants who process the transactions. And it's during that processing of the transaction that an element of fee is charged that we say is unlawful and anti-competitive. And indeed, it has been found to have been, that element has been found to have been unlawful and anti-competitive in pretty much every court and forum that's heard the issue. And that's this has been an ongoing practice for a number of years, decades, in fact.
It's worth adding as well that this is a charge that we say businesses bear alone. It's not a charge for which there's any evidence that most businesses are able to pass this on to consumers. It's something that they have to carry.
Indeed. So, in your estimation, how long have MasterCard and Visa been involved in these alleged practices?
Well, it's been going on for decades, as Tom said. There were investigations into this back in the 1990s, and it really didn't gather steam in terms of sorting this out until the early 2000s, when the European Commission looked at it and found against these practices. But the problem is that the fees themselves have never been abolished. They've continued in different forms. Some fees have gone up, some fees have been regulated down. But the important point is our case is that none of these fees are justifiable and they should really be zero. And the cases that have gone all the way to trial in the UK, that is what has been established. And so we are claiming for the gap, if you like, between zero and what MasterCard and Visa have imposed.
Right. So a lot of people who are listeners here on Podcast Radio Business will be thinking to themselves, am I affected by this and how does it actually work? In terms of how does it actually work for somebody who is a business and how does it affect them? Where does the actual misconduct, for want of a better expression, take place?
Well, the MasterCard and Visa apply a particular type of scheme called a four-party scheme. And what they're doing, one part of it, and it's important to say that we are focused on that one part of it is imposed on the various parties. by MasterCard and Visa. That's called an interchange fee. And that's the part that we say is unlawful, because it's not set competitively in any way, and it is restrictive. That's the bit that we say needs to be compensated to businesses. So merchants are currently paying that fee, that interchange fee, and it varies from card, from different types of card. It varies, but that fee is the bit that we say is unlawful and anti-competitive. And there's nothing a merchant can do about it. If it wants to take MasterCard or Visa cards, which of course today is absolutely essential for any merchant, if it wants to take those kind of cards, it has to pay that fee. It's got no way of negotiating the fee. There's no flexibility. It just pays the fees as they have been set by MasterCard and Visa.
So back in history, if I can use that expression, how did Harkers Parker get involved?
Well, it's quite an interesting story. Harkers Parker is a specialist firm in group action litigation, so mass litigation. And actually, if you look at our website, you'll see the range of different claims that as a firm we are doing, largely in the consumer field. We do is we match up that experience in group litigation with Tom and my own very particular specialisms in commercial litigation and competition law. And that's how we have managed to sort of pull together all the relevant and necessary skill sets as solicitors to be able to run a claim of this size and this scale. But of course, it's a huge team action in any litigation of this size and scale. And we're working with leading economists and leading barristers as part of a much wider team to ensure that businesses get the compensation they should.
Yes. And can any business get involved?
Yes. Any business, any business, as we say, that takes and processes credit cards or debit cards can get involved. We have a website, creditdebitcardclaim.co.uk, and that it's just a case of registering your interest. It takes 2 minutes, and then we have a way of involving you and communicating with you going forward in order to in order for you to make sure you don't miss out, frankly.
Well, I think this is something obviously that will have affected so many businesses, especially across the UK. Is there a time limit for people to get involved?
Not presently. There will be one. When we're certified by the court as a class action, they will set a time limit for registration. So this is us letting everyone know that we're launching the claim. If people register now, that's it, that's done. And as I say, we can communicate with them going forward, and we'll have their contact detail. But there is no time now, but we're just keen for everyone to sign up because it shows interest, and it will demonstrate that to the court as well, which is part of the process.
When we started our conversation, you mentioned some previous precedents in terms of previously successful actions. Could you tell us more about those?
Yes, absolutely. The landmark decisions going back in history, first of all, of course, there's a European Commission decision in 2007, which found that these card fees on cross-border transactions in the EEA were unlawful. That was confirmed by the Court of Justice. In the UK, the Supreme Court, amongst other cases, gave a judgment in 2020 in the long-running supermarkets litigation involving Sainsbury's and others, in which it found that the UK domestic multilateral interchange fees were similarly unlawful, and there was no justified level of them, and that these had not been passed on. So these are very, very solid precedents on which we base our case.
Most definitely. Obviously, there seems to be you've got the wind at your back. Let's put it that way. I think that would be the best way to say it. And what I'm trying to establish from you both is, based on these successful actions, how long do you think that this might take to come to trial?
There are proceedings currently in the courts which we're joining. We would be hopeful that that this might be done in, if it goes through to trial, that there will be trials next year, at the beginning and the end of the year, to try certain parts of it. And those will largely be determinative of the issues we're talking about. So with, as you say, the wind at our backs, maybe 2 to 3 years. And that sounds like a long time, but that's actually, in this kind of context, actually quite a quick timetable.
Yeah, I understand that. And I think that most of our listeners will understand that in litigation terms, that two or three years is tiny in comparison.
Well, for a claim, I mean, there are issues. I mean, because of the size, it is in some ways a very complex claim. In others, it's very simple, as we've repeatedly said now. The issues are pretty clear. We're very confident that these fees are unlawful, but it just takes time. Unfortunately, for MasterCard and Visa, this is a cost of doing business.
Indeed. So just in a practical sense, what happens if you get to trial and you win? How do businesses get compensated?
If we get to trial and we win, or if there is a settlement which is approved by the court, then the businesses who have signed up, that's why this registration is so important. So the businesses who have signed up will get a share of that award and that compensation that is, as I say, court approved. If you don't sign up, unfortunately, there is no mechanism by which you can get a share of that compensation. So that's why it really is important. And I think it's also important for me to say there's no risk attached to this as well. There's no fee charged on the businesses because it's being funded by an external party that chooses to fund this. And that does take, it's only takes a share if we're successful, but there's no risk to anybody participating. So really speaking, it is a one of a better word, a bit of a no-brainer, we believe.
Right. Excellent. So you've told us a lot about how the system works, what's gone wrong, and what can be done to put it right. Where do businesses go to get the information, and what do they actually need to physically do to make this happen?
Okay, it's go to our website, creditdebitcardclaim.co.uk. That website has information about the claim, FAQs, a bit of background information. We'll also be putting up news items as and when they're published. But the important button to press is join the claim. And join the claim will take you to a very simple form. It takes a couple of minutes to fill out and then you're done.
Excellent. I mean, that simplicity in itself, and I think that's what people are looking for in order to attract them to join this claim and then join this group litigation. Now, for you both, this is probably a situation which is probably going to highlight Harkers Parker and both of you individually. How does that feel to be on the cusp of possibly quite groundbreaking litigation?
Speaking for myself, I mean, I'm really very passionate about this case. I do believe that this is that these are unlawful fees that are being charged on all businesses by MasterCard and Visa. As I said, I think they treat it as a cost of doing business, but the reality is that for the businesses themselves, it's really important. The fee levels we're talking about vary, but they can vary between, and in this current present case, 0.2 and 0.3%, which doesn't sound much, but really adds up over time, really adds up. And in other contexts, in the context of other cards, which we also have claims for, those fees are even higher. And those fees add up to merchants who are facing unprecedented difficulties at the moment. So I do get quite, I personally care more about that than anything else. Obviously, professionally, it's interesting, but actually the reality is that this is really important for the businesses. Speaking to the businesses in my village, it will make a difference. It could make a difference.
Excellent.
I was in touch with a retailer just last night, family-owned business. It's been around for generations, really, really struggling. Every penny counts. We are more and more aware every day, all of us generally, all of your listeners as well, of the difficult environment for business right now across all sectors of the economy. Every penny really counts, and we just want to do our bit to help out.
That's brilliant. And I think the fact that you're taking this action on behalf of businesses who sometimes probably get what they believe to be a raw deal, necessarily, sometimes from government, sometimes from the way that business is structured, that this is an opportunity for them to maybe be able to relieve some of the burden, especially that they're feeling in the cost of living crisis.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, we all we can do is bring a claim for the last 6 years of what we say are overcharged fees. That's all we as lawyers can do. Do we think that there should be other action to restrain these fees? Yes, absolutely. And hopefully there will be. But all we can do is try and get compensation for what has already been done.
Excellent. Thank you. So Jeremy Robinson and Tom Ross from Harkus Parker Solicitors, thank you for joining us on Podcast Radio Business.
Thanks very much, Clayton.
Thank you, Clayton. Much appreciated.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome.